This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Australia's largest city, Sydney, entered a two-week lockdown Saturday to contain a sudden coronavirus surge, while Russia's St. Petersburg announced a record death toll, as several European countries are lifting restrictions this weekend despite the global spread of a highly contagious COVID-19 variant. The rise of the Delta variant, which first emerged in India, is raising fears of new waves of a virus that has already killed nearly 4 million people. Bangladesh announced a new national lockdown starting Monday over the variant, with offices shut for a week and only medical-related transport allowed. New Zealand, citing multiple outbreaks in Australia, announced Saturday a three-day suspension of its quarantine-free travel arrangement with its larger neighbor. Sydney's new restrictions apply to some 5 million people, along with hundreds of thousands of others living in nearby towns. The pandemic is slowing down globally, with the World Health Organization now reporting the lowest number of new cases worldwide since February and decreasing deaths attributed to COVID-19. But concerns over the Delta variant have prompted new restrictions in countries that had previously managed to bring the virus under control. And while several studies have shown that vaccines are slightly less effective against Delta, they are still highly effective, but only after the second dose. A 2018 engineering report said that the oceanfront condominium building that collapsed this week near Miami had major structural damage to a concrete slab below its pool deck that needed extensive repairs. The report was released by the city of Surfside as rescuers continued to dig through the rubble Saturday. They are trying to find any of the 159 people who remain unaccounted. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday launched the construction of a ship canal skirting Istanbul, the government says will ease marine traffic in the Bosphorus Strait. The idea of a canal linking the Sea of Marmara and the Black Sea, dubbed his crazy project by Erdogan, was first suggested in 2011 and revived 3 years ago. The government says the 45-kilometer, 28-mile canal will relieve pressure on the Bosphorus, one of the world's busiest shipping lanes, and reduce the risk of accidents. Opponents claim it will serve little purpose and will cause widespread ecological damage to the region, increase the dangers posed by earthquakes, and saddle Turkey with further debt. Erdogan has said the $15 billion project would be completed within 6 years. The project's first structure, an eight-lane, 840-meter road bridge, will link to a highway that also connects other recent infrastructure projects, a new airport, and a third Bosphorus crossing. This has led to Istanbul's mayor, who represents Turkey's main opposition party, to call Saturday's ceremony an illusion that is related to plans for the highway rather than the canal. Investigators are looking Saturday for a motive behind an attack in the German city of Würzburg, where a man armed with a long knife killed three people and wounded at least five others, while authorities praised passerbys who tried to stop the assailant. Police said two of those hospitalized remained in life-threatening condition Saturday. The suspect, a 24-year-old Somali, was stopped with a shot to the leg by police and arrested after the Friday afternoon attack in the southern city's downtown area. Videos posted on social media showed people surrounding the attacker and trying to hold him at bay with chairs and sticks. Thousands of worshippers trudged up an active Indonesian volcano Saturday to cast livestock and other offerings down its smoldering crater in a centuries-old religious ceremony. Every year, people from a tribe gather from the surrounding highlands to throw fruit, vegetables, flowers, and even livestock such as goats and chickens into the crater as part of the festival. A long line of worshippers, some with goats slung across their backs, made their way to the top of the hopes with pleasing ancestors and Hindu gods and bringing prosperity to their communities. The month-long festival dates back to the 15th century. And the Tour de France got underway Saturday from the western port city of Brest, returning to its traditional slot in the calendar after last year's edition was pushed back to September because of the coronavirus pandemic. Gray weather did not deter fans as hundreds of spectators lined the streets as riders started their three-week trek across France. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.